All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. I am Nathan Timmel, stand-up comedian in Iowa City, or from Iowa City. I'm not there right now, but I'm off telling jokes at a comedy club. I sent you too many links to cover this week. So much going on. I want to talk about something light up front. Did you watch the return of Jon Stewart to The Daily Show on Monday of last week?
Not on Monday. I heard people bitch and moan about it for 2 days, yeah. And then I watched it.
I watched it on Wednesday on YouTube, and then I heard people bitching about it. Because I watched it, and I went, wow, that was really good. What a great return to form. He's calling out Trump. He's calling out Democrats. He's calling out everybody. And then fucking crybaby liberals. Let's read the headline. Liberals are not laughing about Jon Stewart's jabs at Biden. I know this is one of those things where we usually say they find the five dumbest cunts on Twitter and, you know, then say, oh, people are talking about. But this was actually, there were people in positions of power in the Democratic Party, and Mary Trump, Donald's niece, were whining, saying this is a false equivalency. You can't make fun of Biden. You have to prop him up. And here's an idea. Suck a dick, all of you.
Well, I don't understand why they're surprised that he's going at Joe Biden, too. For one thing, I thought he went harder at Trump than Biden. Yeah. He basically did a thing where he was like, hey, they're both old, but one of them, I like their policies more. Like, I don't know what other stance you want him to take. Granted, look, man, I work for a progressive radio channel. We do make it seem like he's 27 years old on our channel. Like, that side is not going to like when you do both sides a little bit. But you're going to have to do that if you want the other side to listen to you at all. Like, the Daily Show has been known for a long time of being super liberal, right? So if you're bringing back the original host and trying to get, like, a broader base of people watching it, which I'm sure is dissipated since Trevor Noah took over, because let's face it, that is the Jon Stewart show. I know they're calling it The Daily Show. Yes, there was that other guy that did it for a year before him. That's the fucking Jon Stewart show. I'm sorry. Like, it just is. Trevor Noah did a great job for what he had to do. It's kind of like when Rogan and Doug Stanhope took over The Man Show.
Yeah,
that's not The Man Show. That's the Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel Show. Sorry. Like, those were two good picks for that. But, like, that it's a different. So he's trying to grow the base. I don't think he's doing it for legacy or money. I don't think he's doing it for ratings or for money. I think he's doing it more for, like, well, he is doing it for ratings. I should say, I don't think he's doing it for his own clout, so to speak. I think he's doing it to try to influence people to vote against Donald Trump in the primaries. That's why he said he's coming back for the election year. I think it's to influence votes. And you don't do that by right out of the gate going, hey, aren't the Republicans cunts and the Democrats are perfect? Right, guys? Huh? Like, no one's listening to you other than people who are already going to vote for Joe Biden, even if you came on the stage and just fucking pissed your pants and said nothing. So if you want to grow not only your own viewership, but the amount of people who might actually be swayed by you, you kind of got to make fun of both sides, especially early on.
Well, and not kind of. To me, it was a case of the emperor has no clothes. He didn't pick on Biden for things that didn't exist. He didn't, like, you see some of the Fox, or there's one Fox comedy show that's not funny, and they he didn't, like Obama tan suit jokes, you know, when they're like, oh, sure, Obama's wearing a tan suit. He went out, he showed a TikTok that I had already seen where Biden is talking about the Super Bowl, and he just comes off as your grandpa. Because he is that age. And you either have to embrace that and say, here's the deal. Biden's old. He's not as quick on his feet. He's not going to debate well, but he knows policy. So you put him in a room and he can think things out, and it might take him a little longer to digest and spit forth a fact or two, but he's not a bad president. He's just not a good candidate. There's nothing wrong with saying that. It's literally pointing out what we all see, but what the fucking Democrats that were whining don't want to actually say. All Stewart did was open his mouth and say what's supposed to be unspoken. He's old. He's lost a beat or three. Fuck it. You know, he's
I think unfortunately the world has
the better choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another issue that he's having is the country's more polarized now than it was when he was on the show.
Yeah.
To the point to where it's like, oh, you can't even take a jab at your own side without them going, wait a minute, you only agree with me on 99.5% of things. You're a Nazi, you know? Yeah. And so like, that's what he's running into. He's running into nonsense that just wasn't fucking there, at least not in a big way when he was on the show. Honestly, I'm shocked that people were, felt that he was going at Biden too hard. Cause I'm like, what do you expect him to do? Just take shots at Trump? That's going to keep the show what it is right now. It would defeat the purpose of him coming back.
And that's what they do on. They just want shots at Trump. And I'll just say one more thing. I might have said this to you once a while ago. When it comes to Mary Trump taking shots at him, saying, how dare you go after Biden? It's a false equivalency. Biden is the best. You can't compare him to Trump. I tried reading her book. I can't remember if I got a quarter way through or a halfway through, but the further I went, the more painful it got, because all she did was raise up her father and demonize Trump and say everything bad that happened to my dad was because of Donald. Sure, he was an alcoholic. Sure, he drank himself out of this job. Sure, he got fired. And I'm just like, you don't get to gloss over his own personal failings. Maybe he became an alcoholic because he felt pressure from Donald or whatever fucking reason, or Fred Trump, whatever it was. There's a saying, just because it's not your fault doesn't mean it's not your responsibility. And she pushed every ounce of responsibility off her dad and was just twin middle fingers to Donald, which there's nothing wrong with that, but it got boring and redundant. Sure. And you have to have personal accountability at some point.
Right. I think that her dad, I think that Joe Biden got senile from reading her terrible book. And I think you stopped at the right time. He read it all the way through and it just melted his fucking brain to where now he thinks the president of Egypt is the president of Mexico. I blame Mary Trump's book for that.
Yep. All right. One more light story, because I don't really have much to say about this, but it made me so happy. And I don't know why it makes me irrationally happy. There's an ad up. God damn it, close the ad. Tesla Cybertruck owners complain their new vehicles are rusting. And I looked this up in several places. People are showing pictures of their Tesla Cybertruck that look tan. They look a little tinted brown, rusty.
No.
I mean, it's like, first of all, when the thing was released, it's the ugliest goddamn piece of shit. At least the DeLorean had a sort of space-agey cool look, even though it wasn't very functional. This, it looks stupid, and as people drive it, they discover it's not functional. They had all those videos of it not being able to, you know, go over rocks, or that it's supposed to be a truck and be able to traverse anything, and it can't. This to me is like, you bought something stupid, just desserts, this is what you're getting.
It's just wild to me, because having a vehicle not rust, didn't we figure that out like 70 fucking years ago? How's he digging this up that bad? How's he not using the metal that doesn't rust? You dumb motherfucker. How do you, I hate to car company explain shit to people that have car companies when I don't. I've never built a car. Huh? I know my shirt says Detroit. I'm just a Lions fan that knows nothing about cars, okay? But I know that cars stopped rusting a long goddamn time ago. A long time ago. You never see rusty cars anymore, unless there's like legit holes in the side of them. That's the only time you see rusty cars anymore.
You know what they don't even pitch anymore when you buy a new car? They don't even pitch rust proofing. That used to be a thing. You'd buy a car and they're like, hey, do you want to upgrade to rust proofing?
Right.
And it was just a scam. But now it's so good that they don't even pitch the extra.
They don't. That's like a guy at the used car lot going, hey, this thing has airbags on both fucking sides. What? What are you, the queen of Sweden? Come on, man. We got two airbags.
Don't buy stupid shit, especially not when it's new. All right. I got another stupid story. I swear I have some good stories, but this one, I do not understand the idea of taking a failure and saying, hey, let's give this failure who has no talent, no discernible abilities, a ton of money. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, strikes podcast deal with Lemonada Media, will launch new show and distribute archetypes to all platforms. Hey, didn't she already have a podcast fail and a Netflix documentary fail? Nobody's interested in her, her husband, what they have to say or do because they are not interesting. I told you this. My kids, my daughter, I think my son, but they put on a documentary on Disney. And when it started, I listened to the narrator. And I'm going, oh my God, that narrator's horrible. Who fucking hired this person? This is a horrible narration. Why didn't they get Sir Edmund Hill? Either way, not Hill. The David Attenborough. Why didn't they get David Attenborough? But it was just, and then it gets to the end. It said narrated by Meghan Markle. I'm like, well, there you go. She got it because she's whatever. She has no talent. Why do people that have nothing to offer? Wasn't she an actress?
Isn't it the one thing she should be able to do is narrate?
Well, you'd think she, but she just can't. But either way, why do people?
This is like the car thing. That's pretty fucking easy. Just fake a Morgan Freeman voice, and then the penguin walked up to the other penguin and said, "Let's fuck for life." Do that. You know, do that if that's got to be easy though, right? Just narrating.
You would think. I mean, what you just did was good. Let me read the first paragraph. The move will see her launch a new podcast series, and Lemonada will also distribute her previous Spotify series Archetypes to all.
Dude, I'm gonna say this right now. If you can't narrate, you shouldn't be podcasting.
I just did like that sentence. It was better than what she did. She would do, and then the elephants cross the river. Oh no! What if the baby gets left behind? It's like it was the
terrible,
fucking worst. The only time
you got to Morgan it, and then the elephant crossed the river. Oh no! The baby will get left behind. Just do that.
The only other time I heard something that bad was my family several years ago. We went to Florida, visited NASA, did the NASA tour, and there's a big IMAX theater. And they were rotating two films, two 45-minute films where you could learn about space, NASA, whatever. And one of them was narrated by Patrick Stewart. And I'm like, ooh, Patrick Stewart, what's it going to be? Like, you go into the theater and it goes down. And the other one was narrated by Jennifer Lawrence. And we did not get Patrick Stewart.
Oh, no.
It put me to sleep. Nothing against Jennifer Lawrence, but you don't have the narration voice, Jen. You don't have the narration voice. Neither does Megan. At least Jen can act. At least she is an Oscar winner. But yeah,
Here's how Meghan Markle can make her podcast interesting. She has to become a crisis actor where she pretends that the ghost of Queen Elizabeth is trying to kill her in tunnels. That's what you do. And every episode, you're just outrunning her. Like when they faked that thing in Manhattan, where they're like, we were in a high-speed chase in Manhattan. And it's like, no, you weren't. You can't do a high-speed anything in Manhattan. There's nothing but cars and shit here, dummy. You can't
cars
go
and cameras. Us. We would have it on film.
Right. And there's cameras and cars everywhere. You can't A, drive fast, or B, not be seen. This is the worst place for you to lie about this. But a better place. Yeah.
Boom. It's audio. You can just pretend.
Yes. You go out to the hills of Montana where they filmed Yellowstone, and you pretend you're lost in the wilderness and you're being hunted. You're being hunted by Royal Marines who were sent by the ghost of Queen Elizabeth to take
Blair
you
Witch
out.
Project style.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You want to talk about bad acting in a fucking movie that it made a lot of money that it shouldn't. Oh my God. Meghan Markle could be in that fucking movie. It was so bad. You need to make a Blair Witch style movie where the Queen of England is trying to kill you from beyond the grave.
Or hear me out. I know this is a stereotype. I know it's a cheap shot, but OnlyFans. Who wouldn't pay to see an actual Duchess naked?
Hey, that's true. That's true. I don't think...
You know who just got busted on OnlyFans?
Who?
Rachel Dolezal.
I did see that.
She was a teacher assistant or something. I think it was a teacher assistant. Either way, she had an OnlyFans and lost her job. Wow.
I like that they fired her for OnlyFans and not for being Rachel Dolezal. That's how shitty your school district is. Kill yourself, superintendent. You're a fucking loser, dude.
All right. Let's get into some real news. Who's
it? Is Jesse Smollett the fucking substitute teacher? What are you doing there, bud? Come on.
Speaking of faking podcasts and news stories, Jesse Smollett. All right. Here we go. Here's a good one. FBI informant at the heart of GOP Biden bribery allegations indicted over false statements. You and I have talked about this. The GOP is saying, Hunter paid his dad millions of dollars in access and it flowed through Ukraine and all that. And you pointed out they put him in Ukraine to get him the fuck away from his dad. And oopsies, turns out the guy telling the Republicans, it's basically the Republican version of the Steele dossier. The one that, there's a P tape with Trump and all that. And the Democrats wanted to believe it so bad. Republicans wanted to believe this. Turns out they're one fucking witness is a liar and he just got indicted. Who saw that coming besides everyone with a half an IQ?
Well, you knew because of the gaping lack of details around any of this shit. The only ones they had was like they were showing checks that he gave his son for like truck payments. Yeah. And it's like, wait a minute, you're insinuating that China bribed the president for the price of three truck payments? Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? You know, we had no details on any of that other shit. It was wildly vague for like a year. And so, anytime you see a glaring lack of details where it would be in that side's best interest to put it there, it's usually a reason for that. You know,
what it reminded me of, what you just said, it made me think of the underpants gnomes of South Park. It literally was, they believed step one, put Hunter Biden in Ukraine. Step two, ? Step three, collusion, bribery. Dad gets $1 million from Hunting, just this big empty nothing where as long as you said, well, Hunter Biden's in Ukraine, so you know that he gave his dad, that was enough evidence for them.
Well, to compare it to the Steele dossier, look, man, like the Democrats ended up looking kind of stupid because they over fucking played their hand with the Russia shit. There was still a lot there. There was still, you clearly had the dictator of Russia wanting to put Donald Trump in place because he wants whoever's bad for America in place. That's already wildly bad for that side. That's already crazy bad if you're Trump, right? But the Democrats wanted more than that. They wanted, there's a piss tape. He's sitting down with Putin and agreeing to do his bidding to, I don't know, have him make fake memes or fake bots on Facebook who just mean tweet memes. His own supporters will do that for free. What are you talking about? That's essentially what they did, you know? Yeah. So it doesn't make sense when you sit there. It was too grand of a thing they were going after. The Republicans have crackhead son. Photographs of him naked with a gun to hookers' heads in Ukraine. Like, there's wild shit there. You could be like, look, he used his influence to get what's clearly a crackhead crazed son a wildly overpaid job with foreign allies and stuff. Like, you have that. Just go with it. The liberal media intentionally covered up the fucking laptop thing. They called it Russian fake news. It's a hoax. It's blah, blah, blah. You have that. You're trying to make it too grand. It's like you pointed out, I've said many times, he's the Fredo of the family. You put him over there to get him away from you to where he can't fuck your shit up here. You're not going to have ties to you. That's the whole purpose of having him in Ukraine when what? There's an invasion not going on. Funny how we don't hear anything from Hunter Biden regarding Ukraine. You know what I mean? Like, he worked there for years. It's way in the news. He's the president's son. No, nobody says pee about Hunter Biden regarding the Ukraine situation now because they put him there to get him away from there. Just go with that. That's already bad. You know, like, it's, I don't think it's enough to win you an election, but it makes him look bad. But it's not enough for him. It's got to be, he's running some kind of crime syndicate through his son. And it's like, what do you don't think his son would have fucked up a crime syndicate by now? Have you looked at those laptop pips? Would you put your crime syndicate in that guy's hand? Just scroll through two pages of that laptop. Would you sit there as Vito Corleone running the Biden crime family? Would you sit there going, you know, I'm going to give millions of dollars to and the ability to take down my empire. That guy right there. That guy wearing clown makeup with his dick on the hooker's face, smoking a crack rock. and putting it on his own laptop. That's who I'm giving the fucking money to. Yeah, I mean, no, it doesn't make sense.
Nope, they kill the Fredo. They get rid of him. They say, you know, you are a detriment to the family and the company.
Yeah, you're still in the family. Like, you're still going to get a job making way too much money in Fredo's case, Las Vegas. In Hunter Biden's case, Ukraine. Like, that's the Las Vegas of I don't know, the Biden political sphere. But that's where he went because he was going to fuck things up, which he did. And that's why Joe Biden didn't give him fucking access to... He didn't give him the ability to fuck with his actual shady business ties.
Yeah. Well, speaking of evidence, this was big a while ago. Charges were they investigated, but no charges were filed. Well, guess who's back in the news? Witness told feds she was paid for sex parties with Matt Gaetz. Everyone's famous favorite forehead is back in the news. And this was back in 2021. She had sex with Gaetz at a drug-fueled party that she was paid to attend. Now, maybe the connection comes in where, well, Matt was just attending. He didn't know there were professionals there. But it gets back to, do we have her age? Because she was older than 21, noting she emphasized sex was consensual. But yeah, there were a lot of girls providing controlled substances, so... Maybe it wasn't illegal, but for a guy that champions himself as a you know, family values, and Trump is beautiful, right, and you got to vote for Christianity, he seems to have a pretty fucking sketchy background.
Yeah, all you Republicans yelling about my boy Hunter Biden, your boy Matt Gaetz was doing that shit in Palm Beach. Everything Hunter did in Ukraine, he was doing that in Florida. So whatever.
And with hotter women, I'm assuming.
Nah, probably not, dude.
I suppose
who do you think got hotter women? I say Hunter Biden.
I take back what I said because at least Hunter Biden at his peak was attractive. Gaetz just looks like a fucking mongoloid with his stupid forehead and his toothy.
The best meme, I still keep saying it and it's funny every time, is the picture of Beavis and Butthead together and then him underneath. He does look like a combination of those two guys.
He really does. But they have a picture of him with her. They blurred her out. But they were declining to file charges last year while also refusing to publicly offer an explanation. The refusal is, I mean, he can deny he knew there were pros. He could just say, no, I went to a sex party. You know, like, I didn't know they were getting paid. That's why. But
that's the move. Yeah.
The thing would be the former 17-year-old at the center of the sex trafficking allegations. They pinned it on a friend, but they realized the friend was probably not a good witness.
But if that's his story, look, it's not like you're at a sex party asking for IDs. You know what I mean? Like, if she looked 18 and it's a sex party, like, I wouldn't think a 17-year-old got in there. But hey, man, you know?
Yeah. All right. This one I thought was funny when I opened it, but I don't know, maybe not anymore.
This one up, man.
What's that?
I said you're really setting this one up.
Well, because I remember sending it to you, being like, oh, wow, look at this. And now when I'm revisiting, I'm like, I don't know. We may have been scammed by asylum seekers amidst Church of England. Just anybody that said, oh, we're seeking asylum, they said, yes, come to us. They were actually being a good religion for once, instead of, you know, fucking little boys and stealing money from people and paying off and moving priests. But I think maybe my take on it was they were just looking for numbers, that anyone showed up and said, I'm Christian, let me in. They said, yeah, let's boost our numbers because we're losing them. And a guy that was a terrorist who did chemical attacks on people, when he showed up, he had two sex convictions for sex assault and exposure. But they still said, no, he's a good dude because he accepts Jesus. I don't remember. Do you have a take on this when you looked at it, or should we move on? Oh, I like it. That's what it was. I love this headline. The conveyor belt of baptisms. That's what it was. They were literally just putting it up. They're like, oh, you're Christian? You know, it made me think of Eric Idle in The Life of Brian. Crucifixion, yes, one cross, step this way. Crucifixion, baptism, you're Christian. It doesn't matter who they are, just let them in, and they got fucked. They were letting anybody in because they wanted to boost their numbers, and look how that turned out for them.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, it turns out dunking your head in the water doesn't completely wipe out your entire criminal background, you know?
That's shocking.
I hate to be a fucking hater like that, but doesn't always work. Yeah, I mean, well, why wouldn't you? Because if my thing is, like, I've never been religious. I think it's ridiculous. I can't stand it. That said, if my option was get deported to a place where they're hacking heads off with fucking machetes, or put a robe on and for 20 minutes go, Jesus loves the little children. Like, I'm just doing that. And then I'm going on with the rest of my day going, that was stupid. Huh?
Yeah.
You believe those assholes in the church thought that I believed in their nonsense? I've never read that book. I was just pretending. I was just moving my eyes back and forth. I wouldn't even read in the goddamn thing.
I can't even read English. I come from a foreign country. I barely speak it. But, you know, I just said, Jesus, yes. And now I'm not worried about getting my hand cut off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I pretended to speak in tongues. I pretended to get the veil. Like, I did the whole shaking thing. I'll do whatever nonsense they want. Now, the snake churches where they put the snakes on your head, that might be a bit. Maybe they should test them. Maybe a test of faith. Go like those crazy motherfuckers do in the Appalachian Mountains. And he's like, all right, you really believe in Christ? Well, then you shouldn't be scared of a rattlesnake. You know, like, there you go, Church of England. Throw snakes on them. See where the real pious Christ lovers are.
That's how you do it.
That's right. I'll bet half those motherfuckers run out of there like a scared Buddhist. I'll bet that's what they're doing.
Coward Buddhists.
That's
all right.
Final story. Go do some fucking yoga. Go do some snakeless yoga out there. this is for Christians in here with snakes on our head.
All right. Final story. Well, I got one more. Final story, maybe, or if we don't run out of time. I thought this was the most fascinating story of the past week and a half, and it's not really getting covered. It is. I'm hearing about it, but it was amazing to me. Republicans say, we are not going to give money to Ukraine or Israel or Taiwan. We need border security. So Democrats say, all right, what do you want? They hammer out a bipartisan bill. Republicans want this. Democrats want this. They get everything up. We talked about it a little. Then Trump came in and said, no, 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 don't give Biden a win in an election year. Vote that border bill that you came up with down. So they do. They kill it. But then almost immediately, they turn around and pass a Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine bill for some like $90 billion. It's like,
they got fucking plays, man.
So you shoot down what you want to give the Democrats what you don't want to give them, and that's somehow winning. Good job, Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, they had to have the border stuff to run on, but the problem is they had this bill that was there that, yeah, it may not be every single thing they would do if they had the White House, the Senate, and Congress, but like, you only have Congress, and by a razor thin margin, like, yeah, that's as good as it was ever going to get. And that's why Tom Suozzi won in New York, man. They fucking handed that win. The guy who won
Santos thing, yeah.
Yeah. They handed him that win because he got to run on, hey, yeah, I think there is a problem with migrants, and those Republicans didn't do anything about it. You know what I mean? Like, he got to do that. And it came at a time when, I don't know if you saw that video of the migrant kids attacking the cop and then walking with no bail in New York. That should have fucked him over pretty bad, mm-hmm, but it didn't, because Republicans handed that issue to a Democrat. They fucking put that issue on a silver platter, put a bow around it, and said, Democrats, here you go. You now get to steal this issue from us.
And that's what they should do, is they should show that video. They should talk about them and say, we had a bill. This bill effectively shut down the border. If numbers, like Republicans said, hey, if there are 5,000 people at the border, you immediately close it. And Democrats signed on, like, all right, I just made up 5,000. But there was a number to, if too many migrants were hitting the border, it just automatically closed. So Democrats can now say, hey, we had a bill that Republicans wanted, that they designed, that said it shuts the border down. And then they took it off the table. So the border is now their problem. They should be hammering the shit out of that. because that takes away almost everything. Crime is down. Unemployment's down. Economy is up. Inflation is dropping. You take the border away. What do they have? They're back to Hunter Biden.
Well, right. Yeah. But I mean,
really quickly, I don't put it past the Democrats to fuck this up, because as we have said 10,000 times, they are the worst at messaging. They're just fucking awful at it. It's laughably bad.
They are. They could easily fuck it up with stupid things like that situation where those migrants beat up a cop and got let go with no bail. And, you know, like, I'm not even saying necessarily you should deport a teenager over that. What I'm saying is that I went to juvie detention for a hell of a lot less than jumping a cop and beating the shit out of him with my buddies. If I would have done that back in Iowa when I was growing up, they would have taken us. They would have beat the shit out of us in an alley where there was damn sure no cameras. They would have said we resisted arrest, and they would have charged us for that too. That's what would have happened. We would have been hospitalized with the false claim that we resisted arrest. They used to do that shit all the time for a hell of a lot less than jumping a cop and beating the shit out of them.
They would have gone full acorn on the hood of a car, cop car in Florida on you.
It would have been bad. It would have been, wait, what's, I don't know the acorn thing.
Oh my God, you haven't seen that?
Uh-uh.
Dude, as soon as we are done here, you need to Google acorn cop car. That will bring it up. A cop is walking to his car. He's got a guy in the back, handcuffed in the back seat. An acorn fell and hit the hood of his car. He flipped the fuck out, started doing barrel rolls, and then unloaded on his car, like, shots fired, and he had to resign because they did an investigation. But they compared it to a scene, because he does sound like Thomas Lennon. They compared it to a scene That's out of amazing. Reno 911. It is the that funniest rocks, and at the same time, most depressing thing you will ever see. It's hilarious because, as I said, he's doing barrel rolls, but it's depressing because you're like, this is the level of training he had. He heard an acorn land on his car, tink, and unloaded a clip. And this is the best part. And thank the God I don't believe in, but thank God. The suspect that was handcuffed in the back of the car that he thought was shooting out of the car at him did not get hit. Like, he unloaded a full clip, and his partner was like freaking out, like, why are you shooting? Okay, bang, bang, bang. They both unloaded into the car, and they did not hit the guy. It's absurd.
I want to play the Benny Hill music to this.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the guy is just handcuffed in the car going, what in the effort-loving fuck is going on right now? Yeah. Although, if you're the guy in the car, here's the thing. You either want to not get hit, or the best would be to, like, I don't know.
Get grazed. Get a hit in the butt.
Grazed. And then you get to settle out of court for about a quarter of $1 trillion because they shot you because an acorn landed on the car. Like, that's the shit. That's the dream right there. That's my goal. And I want to be grazed.
That's your retirement plan. You don't have a 401k. You're just waiting to get shot by a cop.
I'm just hanging around cop cars underneath trees in my downtime, hoping that this fucking happens.
All right. Let's do the last story. We got 5 minutes left. I hate the stock market. I think it's the stupidest thing ever. My favorite thing about the stock market is when a company, they have projections. They say, oh, Coca-Cola is going to make $1 billion in profit this year. And then the actuals come out and they only made $500 million in profit. But the stock price drops because they didn't hit their benchmark. They're still in the black. They're still making money hand over fist, but it's not... It's just a fucking scam. So Lyft comes out with their earnings. Someone puts a fucking zero in the wrong place. And they were supposed to go up 5%. They were supposed to go up 0.5%. They put it out as 5%. So instead of 50 basis points, it went up 500 points. And so their stock shot through the roof. And then it collapsed again when they realized it was fake. The stock market is fucking fake. It's almost like crypto, except for the fact that there is a product you can actually buy or use behind it. But Jesus goddamn Christ, what I already said, if the company's growing and it's earning, then just this is why you buy a wide swath of stocks and let them grow. You don't like feel like, oh, this one's shooting up. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
It's all run by a bunch of white collar criminals who are going to fuck you over anyway. That's why I like to invest my money in stuff I know is going to work. I got $50 on the Detroit Lions to win the Super Bowl next year already. 13-1 odds, baby. I'm going to win $700 when that happens.
And that's your 401k. All right.
God damn right. I'm going to bet on the Detroit Lions while hanging around cop cars next to acorn trees.
Next to oak trees. Find Jake online at Jake Vevra on all social media. Watch Twisted Cupid live on YouTube on Thursday nights. And then you post clips on Instagram. I can be found at NathanTimmel.com. I have a store on there. I have a t-shirt store, over 50 designs. The one that gets a chuckle online, it's funny. I don't know how many of these shirts I've sold, but every time I tell an audience, like, hey, I have a t-shirt store online, I've got sayings like, I'm not colorblind, I'm just really good at ignoring red flags. Everybody laughs, and then I see my sales. I'm like, hey, you think it's funny? Buy it. Maybe they're all married. When you're in a comedy club, you go as a date. So if anyone out there is single, go buy that shirt. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Chicago Comedy Scene Radio Network. And we will see and talk at with you next week, everyone.
Like and subscribe Meghan Markle's podcast immediately.